Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Yeah, ungakhali. Ntombazana ungakhali. Ungakhali. Nisongolila. Hey now, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? We are back. Hinda! Barini! Ne! We have to keep it local today. I remember watching this episode on Zola 7. Did you watch Zola 7?
I did.
Ne?
No, shame.
How dope was that
show?
It was
a beautiful story.
Ne? Why would you shame?
Sorry, I had to sneeze. Because, yeah, I'm allergic to. Anyway. What's up?
You're allergic to what?
What's up? How are you doing, man?
How I'm
are you
good, doing? It's been good, a while. I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, Len is happy today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. We are having the 10,000 subscribers party. It is happening at Plantation Cafe in Midrand on the 30th of April. I think that's going to be one for the books, dude.
Of course.
A lot of people have been asking us to do this party, so I'm excited for it, man.
Yeah. 30th April, Plantation Cafe, Midrand is going down.
Well done, guys.
And the thing is, with Plantation, I always leave crawling there.
Speak for yourself. Some of us are consummate professionals.
What time did you leave the pot last time?
I think I left like 2, bruh.
Okay. Yo.
We all left at 2 when they closed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We all left at the same time.
Yeah, and the next day is a public holiday, so it's going to be crazy.
So it's on this Thursday?
No, no, not this Thursday. 30th of April.
30th of April.
Which is a Wednesday.
No,
it's a Tuesday, because the Wednesday is a public holiday, which is the 1st of May. Yeah. So
all right.
For all the people who are working, because it's Workers' Day, so then that will be your holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To celebrate that you don't go to work the next day.
Because I agree, if you don't work, some are just going to continue with proceedings.
Are you coming? Because when are you all over the country these days?
I might actually not be around.
Len.
Eh? I might not be around.
What's a summer without Len? Eh? What's a podcast party without Len?
No, it's not a summer. It's a winter. Because the winter is here.
You know everybody's coming there to see you, right?
Nah, I don't talk. Don't talk nonsense.
Len is so awkward, like, honestly.
Really?
You're so awkward, but you're one of those people that you just have to, a person has to win you over, but it's okay.
Wow. What did you think of Len when you first met him?
I expected,
Did you introduce the ghost lady?
No, she's a guest ghost lady. Everybody knows
him. Okay, hi, guest ghost lady. How are you?
I didn't
see you there for a minute.
Ghost lady number 10.
We out here.
No.
And what you were saying?
Basically, you're one of those people that you're very hard, but you're soft.
Hard and soft.
Yeah.
So his exterior is hard.
Yes, but he's a softy deep down.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you get that just by meeting him.
I beg to differ, but that's cool.
No, just from observing him for long now. Like, so it's like, no, I get his character as
well. Okay, what have you observed? This is very interesting, actually.
We are being psychoanalyzed.
Len and chill.
Psychoanalogy.
No, Len. You're just a good guy. You're a good guy.
I told you.
And it's like deep down, Len is like those solid men, but they just don't want to tell you up front. You know? Yeah, you're solid. I think you've got good
intentions,
yes.
Does it remind you of your husband?
Actually, you do.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he's husband material.
He is.
Len Mulego.
Yes. So Len, you can tell us, yeah? Who's the one? Who's
husband
the one?
Material.
Who's the one?
In the house.
Who's the one?
She knows where she's at.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, how was your guys' weekend? Because like I felt like a lot happened, but nothing happened. You know when weekends.
Big ups to Tiger Woods. That was my weekend. Mm-hmm. That was my weekend.
Shame.
Big ups to Tiger Woods. I was like watching the golf the whole entire weekend.
Religiously.
I was so happy for Tiger, man. I was so happy for Tiger yesterday.
Please break it down, like in layman's terms, what Tiger Woods did.
He won the Masters, which is like the I would label it as the most prestigious golf tournament.
Is it like Champions League?
In football terms, yes, yes. Mm. Champions League / World Cup type setup.
Okay,
it's that huge, and this is from somebody who was down and out. Like we all know that. There was no role in the Tiger anymore.
Yeah.
And
so there's hope for me.
Of course.
Yes, there's hope.
Of course.
Don't worry.
Course.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Of course. Bounce back like the Tiger.
No,
homie's going to bounce back like the Tiger.
No, I saw a little. I don't really follow sports, but yeah, I saw a little article about Tiger.
Because homie lost like literally almost everything that he had.
Yeah.
After that whole cheating scandal everything. That happened. And the 120 women that he
had mugshots and everything at some point.
And sponsors left him. And big ups to the Sush because they decided to stick by him. And he played golf. He went through 2 back surgeries. And he has not been winning anything for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for him to come back at the scale of winning the Masters, that's big, bro. That's huge.
Cause that's the only thing I saw in my timeline. I saw that Game of Thrones, which I tried to avoid, cause my woman is catching up with Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she's waiting. I'm waiting for her to see the new season so we can watch it together.
How far is she?
She's on season 6.
Okay, almost there.
Yeah. So this week I think we're gonna club 7.
Yeah.
And then we'll be ready.
Are you watching
it with her though?
Yeah.
Oh,
and funny enough, like I'm actually seeing things
that you never noticed before.
Never noticed before.
I thought of doing that, like just one season back. I can just
because it's so complex.
It is.
And if you miss something, like you miss like a whole nother plot. So many plots in one story.
I wish I had a book because I could be more entertained reading that right now.
Don't
than
they have
listening
a book?
To you
yeah,
guys.
They have a book, yeah.
Okay,
no, not
please.
A Game of Thrones book.
Oh.
It's okay. Kishapo, guys. Like, the winter is not all for us, ne?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you watch the new season?
Not yet. I'm actually going to catch up on it. I'm not sure. Depending on maybe tonight, if we're keen, or just sometime during the week.
Mm. Do you watch it alone or with your husband?
With my husband. Oh no.
Okay.
Makes sense. I couldn't watch it even during the day because he'd be so angry.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
no,
thing
you
with
can't.
Me.
Yeah.
Because I've got the new episode, but.
Yes.
The missus is telling me, hey,
wait.
Couldn't
I believe
bothered.
In that.
Couldn't be bothered.
Do you know that last year I considered, like, I was like, oh, I need a girl. So I wanted to have a baby girl and name her Khaleesi. That's how deep.
Are you guys that serious?
Yes.
Oh, one thing though.
But a lot of children that were born, like, was it last year or the year before? They were named Khaleesi. It's actually now become a name.
I want to be a Tyrion Lannister. That's what he's always drinking wine. That's what you need to know.
Yeah,
the short guy who's got the same characteristics as I do. We've spoken about
yes,
him.
Yes,
I've told you this.
Yes.
Anyway, I know about Game of Thrones because
I love the person who writes his dialogue. Oh, he's the best to listen to. Mm-hmm.
And so many people actually point him out because he seemingly is a very interesting character.
Mm.
But
that's the thing about Game of Thrones. The most interesting characters are the ones that die.
Yes, yeah. I've heard. Khal Drogo is one of them because a friend of mine was so obsessed with Khal Drogo, he actually named his car Khal Drogo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I know about Khal Drogo. I've heard about Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion Lannister.
Lannister. Who's the mother of the dragons?
Khaleesi.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah. You see?
Yeah,
that's pretty much about as much as I give a damn about Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi will make you Google, like, to start checking out for, like, where do I get dragons? Like, you'll be going out to pet stores looking for dragons. Like,
who do you guys follow on Twitter, Instagram? Like, famous people. Who do you guys follow?
Who do I follow? A lot of people.
Soccer stars.
Name me like 3 that you follow.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
You follow Cristiano? He's so boring, dude. He's always posting like whatever brand he's promoting.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Okay, he's nice.
And Mario Balotelli.
Oh, Mario, oh. Mario, did you see Celebration with the selfie?
Yes, that was dope. That was dope. Yeah.
And you, who do you follow?
Local stars?
Whoever you follow, it doesn't matter.
I follow DJ Zinhle. I'm enjoying her lately, Shem, you know. Mm. And I follow them.
Is it before or after the housewarming?
Or no, after the podcast?
Ever since. Ever since. No, no, ever since. Actually, yes, Shem, I saw that. Yay.
Oh, shout out to her. She had a housewarming this past weekend. Yes,
beautiful housewarming. Yeah.
Wow. You know, I got to say, like, shout out to Zinhle. If it wasn't for Zinhle, there wouldn't be this podcast.
She put us on. Our plug.
Yeah. Because before her, we were doing like 100 views, 200 views, and I was telling Len, dude, let's stop this. This is not working.
And then Zinhle came and she saw.
Yeah.
And she slayed.
Yeah.
So shout out to her, man.
But anyway, so the reason why I was asking you guys who you follow, there's some people, because I don't follow any celebrities on Instagram or Twitter. There's some people, if you follow them, you'll feel like your life is shit. Like you ain't doing anything, bro.
But that's what the gram is about, though.
Do you know who that is? When I saw Zinhle's housewarming, like,
do you know who that is? Trevor Noah. I do not follow that guy. He'll make you feel shit, dude. He'll make you feel
Did you hear the story about Jay-Z?
No.
So, Trevor Noah was at some awards ceremony, right? And Jay-Z and Beyonce were there to be recipients of certain awards.
Oh, yeah, the one where that power guy kissed Beyonce.
Probably, I think. Yeah, that
I saw
one.
That.
So, upon the awards ending, everybody was sort of like mobbing Jay, and Jay's bodyguards were nowhere to be seen. Mm. So when Trevor was telling the story, he was like, I just literally went over to greet Jay-Z. He's like, yo, Trev, how you doing, man? You cool? Yeah, whatever.
He knows him on a first name basis.
What?
It's Trevisto.
No, Trevor is doing wonders, man.
And then when people came to sort of like, yo, Jay, how's it going, man? Whatever. So it now suddenly becomes a security risk for him. Mm. So Trevor Noah says he literally just went, grabbed Jay-Z, and guided him out of the arena that they were in to his car. Aww. To a point whereby when the security guards or the bodyguards of Jay-Z noticed what was going on, and they wanted to go to Trevor Noah on some, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Jay-Z was like, nah, man, leave
he
him.
He saved my life.
He's my homie. On some, like, when we hanging again, home type of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Because the reason I saw that, I'll bring that up, I saw on my timeline, he was chilling with Oprah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he was interviewing
I
Oprah.
I saw that Oprah interview.
Last week, I think it was. Yeah, it was last week. And he was speaking to Oprah like how I'm speaking to you now.
No, but that's because, remember when Oprah, because she's got that school, right? So whenever she was coming here, Trevor Noah would be the one who's with Oprah. That's why they've got that relationship going.
Bro, now we're busy with Scoop.
Yeah.
Hey, Scoop is our Trevor.
No, guys, I've got respect for Scoop.
No, Scoop is a genius.
Scoop is on another level.
No, but like, you gotta give it to somebody like, well, I suppose in life you have to choose friends. How the fuck did I end up with you? Like, Caesar Gomez got Trevor Noah as a friend. I've got you.
But you don't know. You don't know what the future holds. You don't know.
Oh, yeah. Tiger Woods.
Exactly.
Tiger Woods.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why I don't follow celebrities, man. Some of them make you feel like you ain't doing shit.
I actually follow weird Instagram accounts. apart from the ones that will obviously, like, design soccer kids, sneakers. And because half the time I find that I open my Instagram and 10 out of 20, no, not even 10. Like, let me put it this way. Like, yeah, 10 out of 15 posts will literally be some girl posing and showing her ass.
Where were you 10 years ago? What were you doing today?
What was I doing
10 years ago?
I was at tertiary.
You're in tertiary?
Yeah.
And what were you doing 10 years ago?
10 years ago today would be 2009 on the, what's the date today? 14th of April. No, it's 15th of April.
Elections,
no? It was 2009.
You're voting for Zuma.
You are right. I was busy trying to execute an election strategy at YFM.
Okay,
just
cool.
Before Zuma got voted into power.
All right, cool. Now, if I told you that in 10 years, Black Coffee and Pharrell would be doing a Gqom song, what would you have said?
What's Gqom?
Oh,
yeah, he wasn't there.
What's Gqom?
He didn't exist yet. You're right. What's Gqom?
No, but traces of it were there, though.
Mm. How?
Via... No, like that's when Bo Umlilo came out, and the sound is not the same.
No. Oh. Umlilo's quieto, dog.
It was Umlilo's more quieto.
Yeah, but there are traces.
It's like Durban quieto.
The Durban, yeah. But
traces.
Yeah.
Traces.
I get what you mean, Len.
Would you have imagined Pharrell or Umlilo?
Exactly.
Not really.
No. Would you have imagined Trevor Noah hosting the Daily Show? No.
Nope.
Yeah. It was then. Like, we don't have foresight.
But yeah. You know what's weird, man? Like, okay, so last week, Trevor Noah was with Oprah. Black Coffee was Pharrell.
But it's like, ah.
It's normal now.
It's like, normal now.
Yeah, but he hangs out with people Diddy, that like,
they, yeah, with Diddy, like,
I'm hanging out with you.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's crazy.
The world has become very small, my friend.
Yeah.
It's easy. I mean,
even the appetite for Americans, they have a big desire to work with Africans.
Exactly.
You know, so right now, you know.
Because our sound was not easily...
Pharrell's the guy who did fucking...
Because I'm happy.
Even way before that.
He did Snoop Dogg's...
Beautiful.
Drop It Like a Zone.
He also did Beautiful.
He did Beautiful.
Oh. He was part of the... It's Pharrell. He's part of the... Kind of king that
N.E.R.D.
N.E.R.D. Nerd, yeah. It's Pharrell Williams, the guy who doesn't age. The vampire.
So that guy doesn't... it doesn't, like, fascinate you guys at
who,
all.
Pharrell?
Like him working with Black Coffee?
No.
Wow. Are we there, guys?
Yes.
We are
desensitized.
Exactly.
We are. No, but like, Coffee and Trevor took the bar and it's up there. And if they do things like that, it's like, oh, okay, cool. There's nothing. Like, okay.
And you know what?
Like, remember even Kanye West, how he was here in Africa. I think he was somewhere in Ghana, you know, busy dancing to African songs, trying to get, you know, a rhythm. It was, it's just become like, if you watch these reality shows, a lot of these women are looking for your Nigerian man, you know. I'm looking for a man from Africa, you know.
Don't you have one?
It's become, huh?
What nationality is your husband?
He's Swati.
Swati. Yes. How does Swati mean?
So sweet. They like to be respected, eh? They love to be respected. Mm. They just love respect.
You know, before we were recording, I asked her how's marriage life. She's like, it's easy. You're the first person I've heard say that.
No, you know what? You know what makes it easy? If you find the person that you're just like, already like, you get each other.
How long have you been married for now?
6 years.
6 years?
Yes.
Muscon.
That's a long time.
No way.
That's 6 years.
I know people who've been married for like 10 years. 8 years, 15, 25, you just need to have fun. Have fun.
So like, you guys have fun?
Yeah, we try to.
What do you guys do for fun?
Watch Game of Thrones.
Exactly. You see, our Saturdays, we'd wake up, you know what, make sure that my son switch on the TV in another room, and then we sit and just watch either movies the whole day, Games of Thrones, whatever. Like, that's a dope Saturday for us.
So what guy went? Where are you from originally?
I'm Zulu.
Zulu?
Yeah, bo.
Oh,
I almost said Henda. We were wrong tribe. It's like, damn.
No, Henda, I'm Zulu.
Where were you raised? I'm proud in KwaZulu-Natal?
Yes, but I came to Pretoria from, like, since high school.
Oh, you've been here?
Yeah.
Mara, you don't have the Pretoria accent.
Ah, you know,
the
Zulu,
baby,
it's
are you
hard.
Coming? Baby.
Hey, Dibra. What's up with you in there, though? No, man. I love Pretorians. Pretoria is a fun place, bruh.
Like, yeah, no, Pretoria.
Where are you from?
Who, me?
Poch.
Yes. I'm from Potchefstroom.
Oh, you are so.
He's the second most famous person in Poch. Because Boyd is number one.
No, there's also Katlego. That guy who loves cars. The OutSurance guy.
Are you serious? There was a meme about him, like, yo, we thought women love cars, but this one.
That homie has probably been in every single car that is shame. On the market.
Yeah.
Him. There's him, there's Boity, Casper, half and half. He spent some time in Porsche because his family or granddad and whatnot are there.
Shit, who do we have that same as from Venda?
Apart
got
from
Clint Lewis?
Okay.
CC?
And a whole lot of politicians.
Polisani.
Cheryl Ramaphosa. For the bank.
Yeah. I know Shambeta Menya for the money.
They also have a bank. That's gone now. Now that bank is more famous than every board.
That's the Vista for Venda.
Yeah. You should have said, yeah, in Venda we had a bank. and then everybody else comes afterwards. Because that bank is the most famous shit out of Venda right now.
Shit, if they made the list, I wouldn't even be in the top 10, bro.
Mbesu and avocados would be ahead of you.
Oh, guys.
No, but you know what? Before we started recording, we were talking about a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the longest time I've been unemployed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at first it was cool.
And now I'm feeling it, dog. I'm feeling it.
Mike, didn't you just say you also now know no-name brands now? You know, that's how you saw.
That's how bad it is. Because like in the beginning, right? Because I've never been this unemployed for such a long time.
Yeah.
This unemployed. There's only one way to be unemployed. What do you mean? Like there are levels of unemployment. Like, you know, I'm light unemployed, mild, and no. It's...
Now you're well done.
So this is the longest, you know? Because I thought, you know, like every year radio, the fiscal ends in April. Yeah. So I'm like, next year I'll get a gig. Okay, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
April comes too. Great. Dude, it's so bad. Even my mom's worrying about me now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she calls me every day. She's like, do you have electricity? Push up.
No, look. And you know
but
what
you've got that vendor money backing, right? Right?
No.
I'm sure.
This
you've got that backing.
When people were taking money from the bank, he was busy there. I don't machero. People were busy taking money from the bank.
Dude,
I used to buy grapes from Woolies like it's nothing, bro.
When last did you have grapes?
Now you have sour ones from Spa. You know the grapes you can predict these ones are sour.
Like you're eating them, it's like, am I drinking wine or am I eating grapes? Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
Got the wine rejects.
But I mean, seriously, no, dude, what's going on, dude? And I thought it was just me, but the more and more people I talk to, like, dude, a lot of people are unemployed right now. It's crazy, man.
And you ask yourself, like, unemployed, employed, who has it worse? Like, it's the same.
I'll be honest, apart from the stress of having to pay bills, I've been most happiest when I'm unemployed. I have less stress.
And I think people who work actually don't have that. What I've picked up is with a lot of people that I speak to while I'm going through my Twitter timeline and Facebook and whatever, people are tired. People are tired to an extent that there's been a rise, not only in crime, but in... You know those motivational what? You must strive for this so that this happens and shit. Because people are trying to hype themselves over because shit is hard, bro.
Yeah. Is it that bad? I'm starting to see it, dude.
It's hard, dude.
It's crazy, man.
Himona, like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, and I remember saying this the other day on my Twitter feed. Oh, well, tweeted it.
Not on our WhatsApp.
No. I left that job. But I still have a job. So, people are like, there was a time when we would drink for fun. I think we are getting to a point whereby we are masking comfort drinking as if we're drinking for fun.
For fun. Mm. Yeah.
Hey, comfort drinking.
Yeah.
There's levels to drinking when you use. Comfort drinking.
That's when you're just trying to run away from your stresses, you know?
You just like, yo, can I just like...
Yeah.
Only milk style, don't know, Joe.
Okay, let's start with you. How many people do you know that are unemployed right now? Friends, family?
A lot.
Nah.
A lot.
Nah.
Actually, I was thinking of that as Lynn was talking. Like, you know what? Now these days, there's a lot of people that you know. Whereas before, it was like, yo, that random person is not working.
Yeah,
Then... 2-3 months later, they are working. Oh, and in fact, they've been working. Now you hear people, person has not been working for like 2 years. You're constantly motivating people who are not working. Like,
exactly.
It's okay.
And that's a messed up thing. When someone like, yo, keep your head up, bro. Yeah. Something will come up in 5 months later. Keep your head up. Something will come up.
Exactly.
You know when someone says they don't really mean it. It's just the only thing.
No, I do. I genuinely do when I say that to people. Mm. I genuinely
That's why you've never said it to me.
Because you like him like this. No?
Keep your mic up.
Somebody will hear you.
discovered. Oh God.
No, but it's really look, it's we're laughing about it though, right?
Yeah.
But it's really messed up, right?
Yeah, I read an article. I didn't read it. I just saw you.
Because that was going to be my next question.
You get you scared read. What you're going to find.
It said the middle class is dying all over the world.
Yes.
The middle class
that's
is dying.
True.
So it's
that's
either true. High end, low end.
Low end, the yeah.
Middle, there's no in between.
There's no in between.
There's a missing middle now.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's when you know.
Because we just, look, dude, I honestly feel like we're just
times
trying
are
to.
Tough.
You know that song, I think it's by Talib Kweli. Trying to get by.
Okay, why is it that? Let's dissect this. Is it because of the economy? What's going on?
It's not necessarily the economy. It's in as much as you trying to make it, but in as much as you trying to make it, the companies that would normally employ you are also trying to make it.
Make it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're trying to swim above water.
Yes.
But everybody's also staying afloat these days.
Staying afloat, yes. That's the word I was looking for.
You are surviving. You are like, you are reaching the bare minimums.
Okay, when was the last time you work, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so do you.
You are alone in this.
When was the last time you had a grand in your account you could spend on whatever you want to do?
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
So, I think it was about 2 weeks ago. I wanted a pair of sneakers, right? And I went to the shops. Sneakers were about two grand.
You keep for sneakers?
Yes. They're hot though.
Jeez.
I'll send you a picture and then we'll put them up. Because I love them. And I was there and I was like, ish.
But they don't love you.
I'm going to toot out. I literally went to my mother and I said, oh lady.
Hey, when you go to your mother, that's when you go.
I'm sure you lied.
No, I didn't.
Did you straight up and just go and say, I need sneakers?
I was like, oh lady. Ke batla those sneakers, ne? Mara ke na thuta. Ne? So arete so cuz ke tseba wena. Oh, and they handle money better than we do for some odd reason. Ke tseba wena on a account
with those guys every weekend.
Yeah, ing. So I'm buying those sneakers, ne? And then ke tla patala in 2 months, 3 months.
Yes,
we'll
yes.
Installments. Lay by type of shit.
No, these days you do look for people with accounts like, oh, okay, you know what? Oh, you've got that card. Okay,
and she did. And she did. And she hooked me up.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but she wanted a man. She didn't play games. Yeah. She's like, okay, first payment now before I do anything.
Hmm.
I'm like, okay, is it a 6 months, 4 months, 3 months? She's like, minimum 3, maximum 6. You decide.
Because even with DJing, bruh. Hey, these ladies are taking over. These ladies.
Are you serious? Wow. I need to learn to DJ. Please teach me.
If they're hot, they're hot though.
Eh?
If they're hot, they're hot. Even rapping, Boiti is coming for the rappers.
Eish.
Not that way.
I have my reservations about that. But like right now, let me be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about the DJing skill, right?
Mm.
So before, like when you book Christos, you know you're going to hear the best shit ever.
Mm.
You understand? Mixing, quality, Black Coffee, same thing. Now it's all about, okay, cool. I'm going to book... I don't know. I don't know. Use the name. But you're going to book a girl who's good looking.
And it's about the aesthetics now.
And has 500,000 followers. So you know your place is going to be packed. Guaranteed.
Mm. But it's about your bottom line though.
And that's what it is. But then, oof.
Hey, how are they going to trade?
But there's no... But
when they are live on Insta now, everybody's going to be there to be live.
Here's my thing though. There is no room... For I don't want to say authenticity. That's a wrong phrase that I'm using. For being kind of what's the word that I normally use and say you are a what? You are there's no room for purism.
Yes.
Because everything is so commercialized, and we're looking at the bottom line that you can mix like crap as long as
what's
you're
in it
good,
for me.
And then I can fill up my place. I'm happy.
So is that just like moving with the times?
Yes. Yeah. Do I really, let's think about it. Do I really need a DJ? I can get virtual DJ mix.
Yes.
20 songs, playlist them.
Do you know what happened? Oh my God. Do you know what happened? So at the party I was playing at on Friday.
Okay.
all of DJing. Never in my life.
What?
So, I was meant to play at 10. I'm about gone. The club owner comes to me. He's like, hey, no, this DJ wants to go on. So the DJ is friends with the club owner.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he buys bottles. So whenever he gets there, he buys like 20, 30 verbs or whatever it is.
Who, the DJ?
The DJ.
Okay.
So it's like he DJs just for fun.
Like Balula type thing.
So the club owner is looking at me. He's looking at 30 verbs. He's like, no, let this guy.
Are you serious?
So now I'm chilling with my cousin. I'm like, no, cool. I'm chilled. You know what I mean? I play, my man. He plays. Within 10 minutes, you know what my cousin said? It's like, no, man, this is Kent's mix. I heard it on Friday.
I always think of that, though. Don't people download these mixes and just, like...
My man, when it was time for me to play, there was 18 minutes left on the play.
You mean Friday mix? Wasn't that on Friday? So this was morning, Friday morning, and then plays this thing Friday evening.
PH, I'm coming for your mix. PH, got downloaded on Friday. You know, lagging Easter. Next week.
This guy didn't even wait. At least leave it for 5 months. People forget. You play that evening, the same mix that was played in the morning.
I'm getting paid. What the fuck?
That's trash.
But if you think about it, I go back to saying, like, if you don't...
And the crowd didn't know it was none the wiser.
That's the thing.
We didn't give a damn.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, though. If that person comes looking like they just stepped out of a magazine type of thing, it's only natural for me to be like, okay, this person is coming with 100,000 followers.
I mean, even Idris Elba's a DJ now. You know that?
Well, yes, there you is.
Go. Idris Elba. Even Hodo from
even
Game of Thrones.
Here.
I don't know who's Hodo.
Hodo. He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's a DJ. Oh, Hodo.
Yeah. Can you fix my camera, please? It's off.
Oh, wait. Shit.
Yeah. See, you can't even be a cameraman. Things can be automated.
Yeah.
But automation is not going to bring me 100 people at my club.
Yeah.
Automation is not going to get me 100 bottles of Verve. Off my stock.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why if the guy who sells or who buys 10 bottles of Ciroc says, kupa 10 minutes.
Mara, exactly. You know what? That shit happens in the north. In the hood, kukasi, they don't allow that shit.
No, true. Because they're purists.
Kukasi is purists.
Yeah.
Like, you must mix.
Yeah, no. Granted.
They must work.
But those purists, will they be able to fill up a club in the north that where people buy a bottle for like 10 grand?
They can fill up the dome.
Don't use the word fill up. No way.
But it happens. It's the shit that we go through, man.
But anyway, I'm out of things to talk about. What do you guys want to talk about? You got anything you want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
Okay, you're asking Lynn all the weird things that he follows. You know what I follow? That's weird.
Okay.
All these pages that about popping pimples and you just see something squirm.
Oh, sis, man.
People have weird things that they're interested in.
Yeah, then you just like, and you just wait there, like, what's going to come out?
Ugh. Why do you follow that?
Even maggots and stuff, like crazy things.
Yeah, it's weird stuff. Anyway.
It's weird.
So it's Easter this weekend.
As I look at your pimples.
Nah, not that bad.
No, you're fine.
It's Easter this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And that thing that you spoke about is apparently gone, like, proper live now.
What?
You've been drinking. You're going straight to jail right now. Your printout out.
Oh, the one that took you in December.
Yes.
What? It's a real thing now.
What's
well,
that?
it's being implemented with the launch of the Easter Road Safety Campaign.
Oh.
Yes.
So wait, in Gauteng?
I think it's around the country, yeah?
Around the country.
Because it was launched by the Department of Transport nationally and not like province. So basically what happens is, what used to happen in the past, right, is you get stopped. Hi, you've been drinking. Let's paralyze you.
Yeah.
You are drunk.
Okay.
Let's take you to the police station to take you to the hospital to draw blood.
Yeah.
And that process has been eliminated to, hi, you've been drinking. Yes, you are drunk. Print out jail.
Blood test.
Oh. Mm. Okay, when would they do a blood test?
No, they don't do a blood test.
Okay.
So from the results, they literally have a printout that can charge you. Because I think the blood tests are done so that they've got like paperized evidence on some...
paper trail.
Yes, on some... this one was over the limit by whatever, 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 whatever.
Oh, did you also see that thing where you can WhatsApp now if someone is driving shit?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, JMPD.
No, I didn't see that.
They've got a WhatsApp line. So if someone's driving crap, you can take a picture of their license and then just send it through and say, hey, this one was driving crap.
But I'm glad though that...
so imagine all the taxis and shit.
On the Easter, those ones you can never know. I'm glad though, right? On Thursday, I'm going the other direction.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Imagine trying to go to Moria. Yo, yo, yo.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying I'm glad. Wabona lona ba venda.
Yeah.
Oto fika ka Sunday da. So if you're going north, I'd rather leave on Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you want to get there on time. Because the traffic is... last year, I was coming from Randburg, I think. At about 12 o'clock, I had a meeting that side of the world.
You do not.
Was it last year? Yes, it was last year. We actually had gone to meet up with Lungsta.
Lungster?
Yes.
Oh, I told him about that when you met
him. Meeting, yes.
On the interview.
Yes. And you remember?
No, you couldn't.
Because I didn't watch the episode.
Because he basically told us our ideas were trash.
Yeah. It's rough.
Oh, yeah.
So upon leaving.
But he stole one of our ideas.
Which one?
Which one?
The dating one. Remember the dating one we came up with?
Is that show on TV?
Oh, it's not on TV yet?
No.
Hey, let me not speak
up. Oh, before you release an idea.
Leave Lungster alone, man. Lungster's he's a chill guy.
He said, pitch again. He said, just try him again. So take that one back to him.
Yeah, hey, TV. I haven't watched TV in such a long time, dude.
But as I was saying, I was coming back from that meeting that we had with him, right? And leaving Randburg, they're not far from MultiChoice.
Yeah.
To get to Midrand by teasers. I left Randburg at about 1:30. I got this side of the world at 5:30. Because buses, vendor people going back home, people going to Polokwane, and the N1 going north is just a mess. Yes.
What is
even
Good Friday
the
N4
gets affected as well?
Jesus died for our sins.
Yeah,
on Good Friday.
Yes. That's when it's Judas kissed him and all of that nonsense.
And then the I got a
Christmas
Sunday.
Is when he's born.
Yes. Easter is when he dies. Remember 3 days?
You know, resurrection, you know, yeah. Zeitgeist vibes.
The Sunday.
Yes. That's when he rises from the dead.
Yes.
I get it on Friday, that's when they knock him on the cross.
Yeah.
Yes, with the two thieves.
Yeah.
Right? And then he's taken to the tomb. They take him down and then he's buried in the tomb there. And then on Sunday, that's when he rises.
So we shouldn't be drinking in Good Friday, the long weekend.
Why not?
Oh, no, you turned water into wine.
Wine,
so.
Exactly.
But it was not on Good Friday. It was.
But let's just celebrate the fact that you turned the water to wine.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating that they knocked him to the cross.
No, we're celebrating the fact that he fought for... Oh, no, look at a fought.
You're about to go 27 years in prison.
Sorry, Mandela, Jesus Christ. Mix them up there. He died for us. I'm mixing my sins here, you know.
Yeah.
So he died for our sins, basically.
Yeah.
For those 3 days that he came back and he had disciples and all of that. Yeah. So kind of king hangers on have been around.
Yeah.
Since the days of Jesus, because he had 12 hangers ons. You see. That went with him everywhere.
Like followers.
Yeah. You see, Twitter's been there.
Yes.
He was trending.
Yeah. And the other one unfollowed him.
I haven't heard you laugh that loud in a while.
I was not ready for that, though. I was not ready for that.
Anyway, 30th of April. Yeah, man.
We're out at Plantation Cafe. Yeah. Yes. Yep. Don't worry. You're not going to hear Kent's mix, we promise you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo. OPH.
OPH. But I'm still coming for you, PH.
Yeah, if you're a subscriber, you get it for free, right?
Yes.
How do they prove that they are subscribers?
So what we're going to do, we're going to have a guest list on the...
community page?
Community page in the description. You know where the description is.
Okay.
Where people vote, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Then you can just subscribe there and enter your details there. And then we'll print it out. So when you come to the door, if you say, my name is Ghost Lady number 10, we're like, oh, Ghost Lady. And
we know you.
Yeah.
Come in, come in.
Come in, come in. Okay. But if you're not a subscriber, then yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have to pay.
Well, I'll bring my MacBook and then I can make you subscribe like there.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's a party for the people. We really don't want you guys to pay.
Like, you have proof of subscription, right there.
We don't pay when you go anyway. So why must you pay?
Yeah.
Well, that's not cool. Like, never mind. It's okay. Let me stop being foul, man. Let me stop being foul. I wanted to read some of the WhatsApps actually.
See,
the phone is here. Mm-hmm. Somebody actually sent me a long thing, bruh, about the transformation unit requires a service provider who will be able to create digital content. But anyway, I'll read that.
Oh, a big shout out to Dumelo Mutua from Saudi Arabia.
Oh, Kadila.
Oh, nice.
You're starting with people's names.
Okay, Dumelo. Tumza.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, and a big shout out to Zuki Iswa all the way in Japan. Are we international?
Of course. No.
You know what we must actually start doing? Like, if you're listening from outside the country, do send us like a minute video of where you're listening from. And yeah, we'll play it like at the end of the show or something. I think
what you're doing. Yeah. And just give us reasons why. Or just give reasons why people should come to the country that you're in.
Yeah.
Could be cool.
Yeah. Like, you'd be like, hey, my name is Len. I'm from Porch. And we've got...
I said country. I said country, please.
But I think also
us.
They should also say why South Africa is better than where they are.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, if it is.
Yeah.
Because right now it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. I only realized South Africa is dope when I went to other African countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I was like, shit, we got it good, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know what's cool as well, right?
No disrespect to other African countries.
We love you all. Nigeria, shout out. Nigeria, Ghana.
Why Nigeria's the worst, eh? I get to the airport, my dog. I just landed. So I'm thirsty. I want to buy a Coke. This lady's like, hey, what you want, my brother? Like, I'm doing her a favor. What you want? What
no,
you want?
But I think,
what you want?
But like, she's probably in a hurry to get shit done. Like, I think we spoiled, though.
Dude, I'm the customer.
Who cares? Yeah, the customer is right in South Africa.
Yeah. Other countries, that like, it doesn't work. There. Yeah.
Do you understand how many people are in Nigeria?
Mm. Yeah.
Versus to the two people in this country.
Yeah, but it's a red
race. It's hot there. Didn't you hit by humid?
Hey, I'm from Venda.
Yeah. Oh, ooh.
What's a little bit of heat?
Especially if you're bringing it.
Abuja's like Pretoria. It's like the capital city. It was nice.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, carry on.
Shout out to... Actually, a lot of people are... There's Sandile who's listening. I don't know where Sandile is listening from. Big shout out because they've got their WhatsApp profile pictures as the podcast and chill profile
pictures. Nice.
So that's
nice.
Dope, man. Yeah. So big shout out. Much love for the love. And if
do subscribe, do comment.
Do subscribe. Yeah. If I had Jesus powers, I'd turn white.
And viewing is important. You know, views count as well. So
We don't really check.
Always.
Just watch the ads though. View the ads. View the ads. Even MacGyver's favorite ad, please watch it.
I don't even know what was the last view? The last normal episode we did.
I think it was about 4 or 5 grand.
Four, five.
We like the 4,000. We like the our views now, ne? I like how normal 4 or 5 thousand is normal to us now. Like how normal Black Coffee and Farrell.
Wow, 4,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So big shout out to all of you guys. You guys are salute and make sure you come out to Plantation Cafe
30th.
What time do you open doors?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
And there's happy hour there. Hey.
And there's a nice happy hour there.
Yeah. So the throats must be dry.
Yeah. They must be very dry.
It opens the throats.
Yeah.
Mm. The throats shall be opened.
Let's all drink, have fun,
and
be merry.
We are single for the night.
Yeah?
No. No. No.
I'm kidding.
Pella, the ghost lady just said I'm husband material.
Yes,
you know how
yes.
long the queue is going to be?
Yeah? Oh, come on now.
It's going to be longer than it.
No, but you've got your one waiting for you already. You've got a nice one
no,
tucked
for
away.
For the night.
For the night?
Yeah.
Lady.
Who do we auction?
With the way you operate, no one will be coming.
Oh, you think?
Nah, guys, nah, I'm not involved. I still love my life.
Agidi-gidi, baby. Agidi-gidi.
Nah, I'm kidding, man. Just come out. This is me doing PR for myself.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, just come out, have a good time. And yeah, man,
10 seconds,
let's drink.
Right here.
And I'll
have
be there.
Fun, be merry. See you out, Plantation Cafe. 30th April, because it's gonna be a job.
Who knows? Black Coffee for real. Oprah Trevor might be there. You never know.
And the Seriously? DJ who will just play.
Oh, yeah. And DJ Verve.
Who will play a mix? PH's mix.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.